fair and handsome girl, and she's all in her tender years. She fell in love with a sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town called Canady Isle. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Canady Isle. Now when the other sailors heard the news, well, they fell into a rage. And with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, we'll tie her hands and feet, me boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Canady Isle. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage. And with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying, she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue. She'll see that seaport town called Canady Isle. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant shawl. She's the finest of the ladies down in Canady Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain, he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained by the wearing of the blue.